Baby go top.
Baby go top.
Yeah.
Shaka is still short. Yeah. Aja register.
Sasa.
What? Bro. You had one job.
One job. What's that true?
What's that true?
Umefanya record. Umefanya record kwa hiki tu. Sawa, good.
Ah, Mike is in the.
Sasa unakamkuza kuangalia.
So Betty in English.
We have to now get another count. Bishop.
Count ya nini? Kwanza poa, wewe unataka kusikia numbers.
If you want to count, go to the bank. Won't even a percent.
She has no money, so enda preschool, count 1 to 3.
Oh yeah.
Why are you letting this man talk to you like that?
And no, listen. I think you should choose your teams wisely. You know, Shaka can spell USB.
No, me, I'm
team. Ati?
Yeah.
Ati?
Ati, what?
Ati, I don't know
no.
What?
Oh, Mike, what are you saying?
Ati, I don't know what?
What?
Shaka. And I say it to your chest.
Shaka, spell the word DVD.
DVD? You, can you even say it in full? Do you know it's an...
It's
an abbreviation.
Oh. What's it in full then?
You say it.
Me, it's not about me. It's not about me, Shaka. It's not about
no,
me.
No, I've
yeah, me, I'm talking to Gina, actually. I'm just telling, I'm just advising.
All I'm saying is, me says the English rival. That's what I'm saying.
I'm
not saying I'm on anyone's side. Just
acronym.
Tell you guys.
Actually, would you even know what a DVD is? You guys are so young.
I did computer like forever.
No, not Asasa. This is what I want. This is what I want.
We're old. We are just experienced.
You knew what were floppy disks.
Mnakumbuka
hata watu wa G flop industry
wahenga hawakukosea walipopaka mafuta kwenye tako la chupa. Hey mhenga, hi.
Wow.
Unasemanga tako la chupa.
See you guys and you require some of it.
Kibinza.
So umekuja na
wala. Me I'm heading shorts, bro. He's saying she's been seeing our content and we need experience.
We need wisdom.
I said wisdom. It's fine.
Wow. I have jokes.
Even our monk.
Man, I didn't even go insulted.
Damn.
This thing comes from experience, from life. You know, just meet people.
Experience is trauma, not
live life.
Age. Experience is gotten from trauma, not age.
I said what I said.
And I said what I said too.
What?
Hey, battle of the wise ones.
You know, I want to give her a baptism of fire. So just ask a question.
So what are you now that you are old and you are able to enjoy floppy disks and turning TVs?
Spanking that kisogo.
Just an antenna.
The fact that I'm danganyi, like, it's actually true.
Life before DSTV and social media.
True. It was a good time. You know, you get to experience nature, you get to play outside, experience people for who they are and not who social
are you media married?
Told them to be.
Where's your first room? Umemwacha kwa shule sahi akifanya skating ama...
That's it from us today. No, this is not my podcast.
I was even asking myself, am I the banter boy? Are you married? Where's the first boy?
Okay. No, see, she said, you know, she's old, so she's supposed to have, you know.
I'm an auntie of many.
But then when's the wedding?
I'm a mother of none.
Is there a wedding in the future, man? Unajua ulituambia uko karibu kugonga 30, man.
I don't like this line of questioning.
I
don't like the tone of your voice.
I don't like how you're talking to me, but then you shouldn't be talking to your elders like this. You need to talk to me some
but
respect.
You're short, you know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
My personality is 6'4".
But your height is 5'1". And that's what we can see. Personality is only in the inside.
Right. It's not 5'1". You see, Shaka is 4'2". And these inches, these heels are 4 inches. So.
Crossing 4'2" in immediate.
Hey.
I'm 5.
Which exactly, the point.
I'm exactly 5'1.5", by the way, just so you guys know. 5'1.5".
There's usually like a point.
Oh, 0.5 over an inch of...
Yeah.
For real, like I know like, my exact height.
Yeah. Get the centimeters and then I'll convert this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many centimeters are you?
I'm learning, man.
I don't think she's wise. Talking about this.
130.
Kileta ile rula ya primary ile 1 meter.
Ngapi? Yeah. 30 centimeters kama
kila mtu anapita hiyo.
Zile za walimu wa maths wakitembea wanakuja class.
Ah, hiyo ni moja tu. Hiyo ni moja.
Unapita hiyo. Mwalimu
wa math, kama unatusikiza, tutakupea opportunity ukuja kwa studio tupime na hiyo rule.
Akupime.
Like they say, the short ones are the good ones. Like we are just packed with.
In what?
With no, what?
With
packed, yeah, with? Packed with goodness.
But, like we're just good at everything.
Yeah.
Lovely personality. Yeah. Funny.
Amen.
This is the street.
Yes.
Please. I'm your personality or character.
Short people are just compact discs.
Or compressed.
Or zip files. I have all synonyms.
Ni mate was zip file.
Good things come in small packages.
But not every good thing comes in small packages.
Explain.
Particularly when we are talking about men, and me particularly with men with beards. See, kila kitu ikuja in a small package. You get me?
So nikiona ndevu tano hapa stage kuja.
Happen. Okay. And the kudade uko.
Yo.
I just learned the meaning of kudade, guys.
You have. You really have.
I must use it.
You really have. You really have been violated. Look.
Listen, I just learned the meaning of kudade 5 seconds ago from a wise one, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it does take 5 seconds to kudade.
So I must use it in a sentence to stick.
True.
Kuna 5 seconds huko na shida.
It's the process, not
the
activity.
Do you want like professional recommendations, like doctors?
You know doctors who can help? Are you okay?
Why do you know doctors? What have you experienced?
She's old.
No,
she's
I have Google and I have Wi-Fi in my house.
So which means
now tell you and you search. Google can even tell me I'm pregnant and I'm a man. Doctor Google doesn't know everything. Google will tell you even die.
But we are all dying.
Yeah.
No, it just fast forwards.
Wait, let me ask you. Like, you guys have a problem. You guys actually have a
who is you guys?
A preferred time. Nah, me, I'm asking.
The women.
And the woman.
Woman and Shaka.
Yeah, and Shaka. Yeah. You actually have a preferred time. Like, you know how long preferred the time. Guy should be.
Oh.
I know how long he shouldn't be.
How long should he be? how long should he be?
You shouldn't be 5 seconds.
Lakini
kazi safi ni nini?
Depends on what.
Like, kuna recovery time, extra time. Like,
oh yeah, that's true.
Just 5 seconds and like, then you've gone?
Okay, they always say you should have the elevator pitch when you're pitching to an investor. So if it's being, if it's in an elevator, why do you want more?
But how long is a usual elevator pitch?
I mean, 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
Take 10 seconds for you,
you pitch yourself in 10 seconds?
I'm Michael, I'm a boy. Everything you need to know.
Everything I need to know is that I'm Michael, I'm a boy.
Yeah.
Any picture mechi, bro.
Oh, nataka ni send picture. What?
This speech will go na peleka up. I'm Michael, I'm a boy.
Yeah. Okay,
what I'm talking about is a cooking in the elevator. You want it to take...
The period of time in the elevator.
Scenario,
like literally inside the elevator.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
There are people who do quickies in elevators.
Like you haven't.
Kwani ulikuwa hapo?
What are the children doing?
Kwani, when you guys hear sad stories.
Things are many, yo.
Hey, mambo ni mengi.
So, ngoja. So, firstly, I mean, I haven't got an answer to the question.
Yeah, there's no answer.
Is there an answer?
There's no answer.
Hash said that she doesn't want it to be less than 5 seconds. Or rather,
like, it should. I don't. What's the minimum? Let's say five minutes.
What else? I won't say a time. I'll just say just have the purpose to impress.
Purpose to impress.
Yeah.
How can someone impress in 5 seconds?
People are different. I'm not
one, two, three, four, five.
I don't know what you want or other people want. No, like, you know, people, you know, I am different. You're different. People give differently.
Why do I have to impress?
People receive differently.
Yeah.
If in 5 seconds you get goosebumps, I have impressed.
Why do I have to impress Mr. Skejibio Swali? Why do I
have to?
When you talk, you rude.
Me, as far as I'm concerned, the rule is the following.
Mm-hmm.
2 inches for 2 minutes in two positions. That's it.
Hey.
Whoa.
She get that on a t-shirt, bro.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oh my God. That for you.
Ooh.
2 inches.
For 2 minutes. Two positions. Wow. 1 minute each position. Wow.
Do you know how you need to
get ukienda 6 minutes? So kokona 6 inches means 6 positions for 6 minutes.
Me, I'm not saying that that's what you have. I'm just saying that's what I'm giving you.
That's the rule of thumb.
I don't have to give you all the inches.
Lakini ukitumia ratio basi pause, yeah. the more the inches, the more the positions, the more the minutes.
I don't have to give you. Sika ile
wimbo ya Tory Lanez anasemanga
I want to put you in 7 positions. Yeah.
But it's 770, not
yeah.
7 position in 70 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that one makes more sense than the other one. Yeah. Than inverse.
Why mna pick hadi hapo kwa 70 minutes?
So I'm asking, why do I have to impress anyone?
You don't have to do anything.
Show off.
Yeah. Utaki bibi.
You only show off. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, nataka wa mtu see you act accordingly.
Let me tell you, bibi has subscribed to this particular marriage. So if it's 2 minutes that I can offer, that's what you're getting. You love time. Love me for me.
You don't agree?
I don't think I have to love anyone for who they are.
I second that motion.
What do you mean?
I don't have to accept like just because you are
a 2 minute man.
A 2 minute man.
I don't have to.
Unless sasa maybe okay, ushajua like yani bibi yako ashajua before akwe bibi yako.
Of course, yeah.
Na me accept sawa, but wengine wenye hawaja accept, they don't have to accept.
Ah, that's fine. That makes sense. You have the freedom to choose. That makes sense. Yeah. I was just going to ask when you people live with an idea in your mind that doesn't add up.
As our resident old person in this episode, okay. Based on your wisdom and experience, are the 2 minute men older or younger?
Yeah.
I know you're old and you're old and you're wise.
Are the 2 minute men older or younger? I don't categorize my experiences like this. So I have an answer for you.
How do you categorize?
I don't have an answer for you.
Eh?
I don't know.
Can you tell us? Oh, me and the one here. Me just
said, you asked me, are the 2 minutes men older or younger?
Yeah?
I don't know. Like, I don't. Because my experiences are varied. And? I guess how. For someone to impress me, there are multiple things.
What is this impress word?
There are multiple things that come into fact. Yes, so, yes, okay. I can't say. It really depends.
What is impressive? Like, what?
How would I impress?
Helicopter!
Very relaxed.
Like, if you are older in Anza Wapi, na younger in Anza Wapi?
Like, according to... Yeah. Isn't it like... See, yes. Based on your age, like... Okay. Younger than your age and your age. See, that's younger, Ama.
Younger would you, than my age.
How I found
that. I don't
would you call guys who are your age younger?
No, because they're my age.
Shaka, people who are the same age. What's wrong with you?
I may call them younger.
People who are your age are younger.
Yeah. When it comes to context of dating, yes.
They are my age. That's just that. I also haven't really dealt with people younger than me, so.
Ah, you only go up.
You...
Like those two ladies on the primary math book.
Yeah,
like, should I? I'm not ashamed to say it. Yeah.
No, I mean, old. Anyway,
welcome.
Like, delve into it. Delve into it because we are gonna go into some serious topic, and I don't want to get my mind.
Before that, I just want to say, J. Cole, why are you like this? That's all I want to say. J. Cole, why are you like
Kwani J. Cole? I hope J. Cole listens. I was about to say Kwani J. Cole will listen. But I hope J. Cole listens.
Oh, Jermaine is going to listen to us. Yes, I hope so.
J. Cole, why are you like this?
You did the right thing.
I was so happy.
Jermaine did the right thing.
Kendrick Lamar, this J. Cole on a song. J. Cole released another song, which we all assumed was just a warning shot. And then 2 days later, he goes on stage and says,
I'm sorry.
I respect the girl.
I apologize. And this has not been sitting well in my head, you know. Like, I did the wrong thing.
The worst for his grammar.
So you guys are mad at the apology?
Yeah.
Me, I was always on the side of Kendrick. So.
Okay. Why are you mad at the apology?
You see, it's a principle.
No, you see, even if Kendrick... dissed Jay and then apologize. I'd also be mad at that because what's the point?
But Kendrick would never do that.
If you throw a shot, let it stick.
But Kendrick would never do that.
Yeah. Now I'm sad because I might have to change my allegiances.
As human beings, we are allowed to change our minds.
Always.
Yeah. Yes, but as a rapper, you're not allowed to call back your diss.
No. Watch out, Evo. Watch out, Evo. He not only distracted his diss, but then he also is featured on the album with the Ops.
Oh,
does that make sense? Like Kendrick was with Future and Metro, and then now
Jekola kokoyo album.
Akoyo album bro. Dead Leather. Hii imetoka jana. I'm very serious.
Eminem release album. You're the only one I trust in this field.
Eminem has been gaslighting people about an album, man.
Yeah, he has. He really has.
And as I said, I feel bad for Rema.
What has Rema done? Oh, performance.
Yeah.
Ile equipment iliko. I didn't even scare. He was performing. You saw it. Yeah, that was bad. Yeah.
Mm. But like they disrespect African artists.
Kila mtu akusa. I'm the only African. My sound is the one that's not working. Everyone who's come before me has... Oh, yeah. And then immediately he goes on to sing. The sound cuts.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's racism. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Walk in the Street. It's your boy, Mr. Fahrenheit, Michael Kimathi.
It's Banta Boys, and we have two ladies today. This is Jen, and this is Aisha.
Jen the Virgin.
And this is the captain of the streets. Kwani, I'm not the... Why we say two ladies? Kwani mimi na ngina?
Are we a joke to you?
Okay, three ladies.
It's your boy, Roy, the top boy.
Oh, wow.
And as custom to us, normally when you're on the streets, you get to meet various people.
Old and young.
Finally today.
No, right?
Wise and dumb.
We have reached out.
Oh, shit.
And we found another one who's with us on the streets. Ngina, hi. Welcome to the pod. Meta kuambia wase who you are. How many wambi?
Mneza wambia.
Mr. Wambia, wambia. Minta choma. Minta wambia. Minta talk about your height.
You're too young to talk about her.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Respect the elders.
I am Gina. What is it about me? I have a podcast with my friend called Nairobi Sisterhood. I am a personal finance content creator and coach. And nini ngine?
Wamesema ati. Are you on the streets?
I'm sorry. Mimi niko kwa sidelines nikiwaangalia.
So, kwa sidewalk kama kwa pavement.
No, I'm like in an apartment somewhere looking down at the streets. Just like,
how we engage na watu?
No.
Walai.
No.
Just a wedding at Wendy.
Hey. Nyu mnafanya weddings kwa streets?
You're older than us. So, you should be out of the streets by now.
I mean, my apartment looking down at the streets.
With someone.
Oh, so with someone.
I never said that. No.
Hey. Or with people.
Do you open your apartment door for visitors?
Actually, literally, no. Men are not allowed in my house.
Women
are.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on?
So your door is open for women. Women?
My friends. Don't get
What do you say?
What do you say? You open your door for women.
No disrespect to the Rainbow Gang. But also
multi-choice people.
Multi-choice people.
Yeah.
Rainbow, multi-choice.
I'm so happy. I'm actually so happy.
The Rainbow Gang.
I still know.
Still no.
So you don't. You don't date.
I did say that. I just said I'm not in the
street. So what are you saying? I'm so confused.
Your type could be in our audience, man.
Yeah.
Until we have some 50-year-olds who listen.
Wait, so what are you?
I'm single. Uh-huh. That is what I am.
Uh-huh.
I do date.
Uh-huh. Are you open?
To dating. Or to like seeing people and meeting
to
people.
Our audience shooting their shot.
Cautiously.
But you're going to be on our TikTok for an Instagram for a good 2 weeks.
That's okay.
So what did you that?
So I'm so confused, man. What's confusing
what do you about mean? That?
What is the apartment? What are you doing in your apartment?
Yeah.
Minding my business. What you mean?
Bus.
But she's dating, bro. But she's not in the
as in, I'm minding my business. If you approach me and
how do you date when you're not on the streets?
How do you what?
How do you date when you're not on the street?
So you meet people in the course of life.
Uh-huh.
And if they feel like they're worthy of your time, you give them your time. You get to know them. If kama hai work out,
I think akokuwa streets, but cautiously.
Everyone who's in the streets is literally...
Being on the streets is being single.
Akokuwa pavement.
That's what I'm asking. Single is equal... Is
single and dating.
No, single and being on the streets is the same thing.
No.
No,
you then can be single and well, ujibamba kivyako. there's single and searching.
I'm not searching. You're not searching.
I'm not searching.
They just come.
You see, she has aspirations. You see,
but even how long have you not been searching?
Like you're not searching, but if they search for you, you find it.
if they search for me and they find me.
Like after Star.
Like the three guys who are following the star.
The wise men.
They just show up randomly with gifts.
And they were the right people.
So are you going to streets? Exactly.
Tricky.
Juu watu wanakam kukagua bidhaa.
Sijali wako zikini.
Alafu bei kifika sawa anaenda
home. Ai, siye ndo labda nakagua. Women empowerment.
Ebu, I'm getting confused.
That's where we collab, bro. Sure. Is that what women empowerment is? Bro.
Welcome to the pod, Gina.
You know I'm a woman in STEM.
So, yeah. Now, I think just that you can get integrated into what we do, we're now going to go into the fans' favorite segment and our favorite segment, Word on the Street. Leonie, it was who has joined us?
The captain.
Madam Beard.
Captain of the street, so I'm literally wondering. Like,
I'm not only the captain of the street.
All these people who have chlamydia?
Honey, everyone on the streets has chlamydia.
I'm so confused.
I've just picked out that subsection, that sample of the population that has
chlamydia. I'm not hanging out with chlamydia people.
How do you know?
Because I'm only hanging out alone right now.
Si juzi mlisema test kits major.
Sasa kadi za AIDS. But test kits ina test chlamydia.
Sasa hata kama test AIDS na chlamydia
utachukua. You can test chlamydia
with a self test kit, a home test kit.
You can.
A home test kit?
Yeah, you can.
There is a home test kit for chlamydia?
Yeah, and STIs.
Wallahi, in Kenya?
Not in Kenya, of course.
Mina uchingi tu super sport. At this rate.
Yeah.
Naskia kuja ingina kuyo apartment.
This is why I said I'm not like, what's happening kunja?
Ochoola.
Is it accurate though? Is it accurate?
No, that I don't know.
You'd want to know?
I know. I would not want to know.
You don't
want to know. Wait, Cindy, you guys want to know? You don't want to know whether it's legit or not.
No, I think
hey guys, me I'm on the vibes of that event. Of that
safety first, man.
True.
That's protection whereby you've seen that TikTok, you wear protection and then the light changing according to the light like changes according to the
STI
that you're receiving.
you're receiving or that you have
you're receiving.
Hey.
What the hell is
going on? Wait! So, I mean,
there's this TikTok, they say that when you put on this strap,
in a change,
the strap changes
color. Yeah, change color. Bushurina change color.
Disco light.
No, so, disco lights ni mtu wako na kila kitu.
Yeah, oh. Disco lights ni mtu wako na kila kitu. That's what I'm saying. It's your receiving because the action is already happening. For you to know, the action has to happen.
Yeah.
But
Sashidani.
Do straps protect you against everything?
As Ross said and Joey said, 97%.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But not... Why do people think that sex is the only way that people get STIs? I mean, literally,
it's
making out.
It's in the...
Making out.
I like that everyone in the studio is like, it's in the name. Making out.
Bro, literally transmitting.
Man.
Transmitted infections or diseases.
But
sexual actions have to occur. Amwezi angaliana tu mpeane chlamydia.
Hey, what if that was possible? Sending to you via Bluetooth.
I
if STIs which was meted.
Thank God for some things. Ooh. Some to anapata genital herpes tu hivyo.
Shaka ebu piga wad on the street. Tunaenda to a dark hole. You get it for looking out.
I'm gonna attempt to be like Roy, a storyteller.
Sheffield.
You're doing great, sweetheart.
Give me a shot, man. Let me try. Hey.
You can sponsor for a shot.
Yeah, I'll take shots. Don Julio.
2 minutes.
We need to give the lady. Do we call her Aisha?
Okay, so no.
Sheila.
Find your name.
Don't want to taint Aisha.
Mm-mm.
Okay, fine. Sheila, as Roy said. So Sheila was dating a man called Brayu. That's the name Brayu. In uni, right? For a bit. But that fling ended and then they reconnected after uni. But by the time they were after uni, Brayu had really advanced in life, right? Kuna watu tu wanatukanga uni waki. move very quickly up in life, right? Mm-hmm. So he had like a dream job, dream car, dream apartment, everything. Mm-hmm. Like life moved very quickly for him. So yeah, kaona, so this is the opportunity to go back for the babe I wanted, mm-hmm. Sheila. So they were reconnecting with Sheila, hanging out here and there, three course meals here and there, right? Now, after some three course meals, they were having pillow talk, you know? Brio starts, Sheila asks a very important question. Are you seeing anyone else right now? It's important to know. Hmm? And Brio was like, by the way, this ka thing I have with a married woman. But not only is she married, she is an officer in a military organization. I won't say which one. This is a Kenyan story, by the way. Chief Weep. And she's a high-ranking officer. Mm-hmm. Then Sheila continues to ask questions like, first, what are you doing with a married woman? And a married woman with that kind of power, mm-hmm. Okay? So Sheila already has now doubts. And then now, but Brio ako hapo, of course, akijaribu kum reassure, no, you know, I'm trying to end it. Nini. Then he continues to talk about this military woman. Let's give her a name. Let's call her Janice. He's talking about Janice. But then the more he's talking about Janice, Sheila is realizing Janice is a crazy woman. Because she was asking, why haven't you ended things? Yeah. He's like, Janice, you know, Janice is crazy. Janice can show up at my apartment anytime. Na demand an attack and an attack.
Natapeo.
Whoa. Hey, one time, Shalo, but then Brio was like, don't worry, I'll sort it out, it'll be over. You know, I'm serious about you, I want to be serious about you. You know the lies men tell. I want to be serious about you.
Yeah, just throw around like,
yeah.
You don't always lie. It's not a lie.
Is it?
In that moment in time, you think it's true.
Like, I want to be serious about you. Nini. So Sheila is like doubtful, but then she's like, okay, let me give him the benefit of doubt, right? One time, Brio is asking Sheila out on a date. They go to the movies. Mm-hmm. While they're in the movies, Brio's phone is blowing up. Ni nani? Ni Janice. Blowing up. Brio akaangalia, akaenda nje, akachukua simu, akamwambia, cheki me, I'm out. Mm-hmm. Janice was like, why are you with your ex specifically at this location? Like Ali mentioned, the specific location and everything.
Damn.
Okay. Brio akaona, akamwambia, cheki, acha, whatever you're doing, stop doing. Stop tracking me, stop.
Yeah.
Right? Jo amejaribu ku break it off na Janice lakini hardly. Sasa akarudi, mistake ika happen, akarudi akaambia Sheila that Janice knows where we are. Janice knows where we are. Now remember, Janice is a high ranking officer in a military organization in this country. She has a license to carry
a firearm.
Okay, so Sheila is very scared at this point because wagwan, things happen. Things can happen. Things can go haywire. So Sheila is like very, very now doubtful. She's refusing to hang out with Brio Nini because she's like, me, I love my life, right? Brio, in a way to try and like kind of reassure her, sets up kind of like a date with his cousin, who's a woman, but he was like telling the cousin, you just try to reassure Sheila that everything's gonna be fine. You get. Lakini sasa, Sheila kaenda kamit the cousin akachoma. Cousin akamwambia, she knows where you are currently. Janice is tracking you know? Like, she's tracking your phone.
All the cousins we ops. Had are ops, bro. Continue.
Janice is tracking your phone, by the way. Usiambiwe na Brio atini.
He's a girl's girl.
He's a girl's girl. It's like, Janice is tracking your phone. Despite us telling her to stop, she's tracking your phone. So she asks more questions like, but why is she doing this? Like, why does she want a side piece like when she's married? Nini? And then in the middle of the conversation, they also realize that Janice is married to an also higher ranking military officer. Mm-hmm. And the cousin is trying to explain. The cousin apparently is closer to Janice, mm-hmm. right? That's how they met with Brio.
It's the cousin made of
the cousin is friends with Janice Akapea, Brio kind of troopers.
Nidem.
I'll check him. So Sheila is asking questions to find out what exactly is going on. The cousin is now telling her, you know, this mama, she's married to so and so, Nini. And then she's asking, so does the husband know that she's like stepping out? He's like, unajua, Janice anasemanga that her husband, quote unquote, doesn't, you know,
care.
Look like he care. No, he's a very silent, you know, those silent kind of guys. Who is like, yeah. He looks like he's oblivious of what is going on. So Janice is like, ah, huyo ni duanze, hakuna venye anaweza jua. Lakini si unajua. The silent killers.
Those are the dangerous ones.
The silent killers. Sheila kaona, this is a very big red flag. Right? This is a very big red flag. So yeah, akaamua, by the way, mimi na Brio, your story, lazima iishe. So I can be a Brio Cheki. You have to sort whatever is going on first. Jew, ain't no way I'll be in the middle of a crossfire. Kuna watu wako already literally. People are already licensed here. I don't want to be in the middle of a crossfire. Brio akajaribu ku convince Sheila nini, but Sheila was like, no. My life comes first. And that's it. They never spoke with Brio ever since, but Brio still sees Janice till date. And me, I hope Brio is safe in all ways possible. But yeah, me, my question is, if you
someone
were...
Need to die. Someone need to die. Story. What need someone to be shot or
now,
something?
No, here's my question. So my question now comes point. In here. If it were you... Would you have taken the risk to continue and just, like, would you have done the opposite as Sheila would have done? Like, yeah, would you have just continued?
Seeing Brio.
Seeing Brio.
Can I answer on your behalf?
Yeah.
That you would.
What do you mean? Mina jipenda.
You probably would.
Yeah.
You know why?
Crossfire. What wanna be bad?
Unapenanga bad boy.
Yeah.
Ikusa bad boy.
Wow, kuna difference.
Ulisema unataka pingu na si za
kitanda. Hey, mimi nilisema nataka za kitanda na pedi, lakini si za
ndani. Sasa badala sasa ya kuchesi wana pedi. The law enforcement is chasing you direct.
Lakini pedi anabebanga firearms.
Nani?
Pedi.
Some of them.
Pedi have
some of them are packing.
Which pedis do Shaka? Does Shaka know?
Me, the ones when I drew, see, then when I be banga. Sisa, see, cause I'm a gardener.
Please, you can be a government state witness.
Get the word gardener. Hey. Yeah, I'm a service. I'm a gardener, Nikali. But just to react, we need to jump to a coffee.
So,
but Brio bado anaona.
Why are you wishing death upon people?
Brio yeah, anaendelea.
Janice is older than Brio.
Yeah.
How do you think things will go with Brio?
I think it will just be a very crazy crossfire triangle. No, may already think Bwana Janice anajua. That's the thing. He's just waiting for opportunity.
Maybe it's an open understanding. Where Janice send a lay pipe na your boy toy. Mean to end a lay pipe with my girl toy.
No, kumbuki Janice alikuwa anasema, ah, huyo ni duanzi, haizi jua.
Labda anasafisha.
So.
Labda anasafisha.
Hey, maybe.
You can't air your business to everyone.
It's possible.
So called like.
Because she knows the husband has a higher ranking. So at easy to be done afanya contract Sheila.
The guy can do it.
What can do it.
That's what she know. He knows.
He knows. That brother knows.
So imagine.
No. Let's go. I'm more to flip you at
Juju.
I don't think.
Like, would you date someone who's in a military organization?
Yeah.
You would.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What's wrong?
Yes, Shaka.
What's wrong? Yeah.
Me said one of my goals in life.
Have you had experiences with people that have?
Hey, uko part of St. John's, so ushaenda KBF.
Yeah, ushafanya training.
Kwanza, one of my goals in life is to actually own a firearm. Lakini, I don't know how I feel about a man owning a firearm.
I don't know how I'd feel being around you with a firearm.
No, their gun's taller than Shaka.
Yeah, but...
not wrong though. Yeah. Hey, but I imagine I get the thing about not wanting to be around a man who has a fire.
Hey.
Yeah, like they're already scary.
Yeah, they're already scary without the fire.
Hey guys, what men
what's
are
going
you
on? Eh, hey, you're not doing
in your life scary.
No, you know,
it's just
life,
the men.
Just
it's just generally men anywhere.
That's only scary.
Maybe not these ones, but
hey, okay, now
this is scary. Okay, would you date a babe who carries a fire?
Yeah. Hey, bro, yes.
Yeah, me, I'm protected. Mm-hmm.
I'm protected.
I'm protected.
I see, no, as long as it's not around the house, like maybe where the kids can touch it.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, you can, we have no problem.
Watch out, Evo. Just for, hey, bro, for other scenarios. For example, like, think about this. Think about this for us as men.
Yeah.
Us as men. Shaka, you're with your Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, hope you get her. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, some guy you're in the mall. Out of nowhere, some guy decides to smack you in the ass. Bro, this guy is bigger than your man. I'm just assuming it's Ochola. This guy is bigger than Ochola, and he has akona mbugi yake.
See, that's why I want to own a firearm. Because exactly. Men, I won't hesitate to shoot you in the knee.
I want to own a firearm as well. Because now, Mimi, what am I doing fighting that battle?
Probably gonna have some mad.
Guys,
after Shaka remove after
me, I feel me. I'm so
as
good.
Lil Minor said that quick in the Uber chap chap.
Hey, crazy.
Me, I won't hesitate to shoot someone in the knee. I won't hesitate.
Hey. But you see what I mean? See what I mean? Because me, I don't have a problem with a girl having. I mean, come on. It's more
2024.
But like, if the problem is Santa okay, Pani, you
producer, kindly search the name. Pigana na eh?
Ni pigana na mwanaume.
I mean, ni smack mimi na weni boy wangu.
Na mini daddy. Or rather, I get hurt.
Fight for me. So you, what would you do? If you walk with your girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And another man smacks her in the ass, what do you do?
Chill.
What do you do?
Hold up. No, let me get something straight. Before I answer.
The ass is being spanked. What else do you want to get straight?
Yeah.
It's clean. The ass is being spanked in public. What are you doing?
What Mike is doing?
I will object.
Yeah.
I obviously
you will be like hey,
object
no
it's goti bro what you
object your honor like, no,
he touched
do
no
that. It's already happened
in the then. Moment what are you doing
see at that time obviously I'll confront the dude that's and what then? Will happen
takanaka
says a me confrontation doesn't mean
toko pale kwa koro kule wewe
kwa kona ume na mbali just stand behind the guy
undo
umempiga
umepiga uni demongu umempiga.
Never be in the crossfire.
Mbona wewe ndiye mbona ulipigwa?
Ninakuacha hapo.
There. You can bond with that guy.
And you can bond with
that guy. Hata iriende na huyo mwenye ameti.
You can bond with that guy. That's a fire line.
Saka umesema ni.
Hata iriende na huyo mwenye ameti. If my nigga doesn't defend me. At that point in time.
Stay in that relationship. Do you see you?
No, but would you leave though? Like you've not disagreed with
immediate,
what he
let
said.
Me tell you, me
but you know, like this whole time you've not disagreed with what he said.
If I'd leave.
Yeah, he said you wouldn't leave. Yes! And you were like, you didn't disagree. Are you
like,
okay?
Like,
if you ever date Shaka and she tells you she's an open book, she is.
For the experience.
For the plot.
Until I see a gun in here, then I'll be like, okay, now me, I'm out. But like, until the gun comes here.
Shaka, you see?
Mike, I think I'd own a pew 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 gun. If my babe has a gun, like an actual, I'd own a water gun.
Of course,
gun.
Even you, a man, as a man,
own a water gun.
A water gun.
Water. Cindy, pew pew. That's
pew pew pew.
My boy, but I mean, I'm well.
Lakini, no, why? When Mikulize, your girl gets backed.
These men are fine.
See, Samuel, what do you
that
do?
That water gun has pepper spray. So we blind him, and then my babe does the rest.
I see that.
Okay,
that makes sense.
I might actually get
bro, it. What will you do?
That's why we are going to the gym. Must fight for our women.
Exactly.
Like now when I look scrawny.
Kama unajua hauwezi, at least try. We see, okay, you lost.
Unashika mama unamwambia cheki. Unaona ile mat.
You care enough to try.
Hey.
Endo ingie.
I care enough to try. So
yeah. At least care enough to try.
And someone has assaulted me, you know, kutu hapo mna vibe na.
Exactly.
Let me explain something.
You're not giving me a senior channel, brother.
After I'm going to pick up my
ulimchapa hivyo. Check it. Question would be, the question for me would be this. Okay, you nimepigwa. Mm-hmm. Will you still look at me the same way after nimepigwa?
I'll take care of you.
So if you you've seen me. You've seen me.
If you are fighting for my honor, yes.
Yeah. You've seen me get whooped.
Like, yes. You are fighting for me. It's, yes.
It's not for the want of, like, you try. It's just that this guy.
Like, if you are fighting for a nonsense, stupid thing, yeah, that's a different story. But you are fighting for my honor.
Yes.
But guys, do you understand? What?
After that, you're going to not see me as the same man again.
Wrong.
After
that, you're seeing
me
as
trust me, you do not.
No. Kuna yo caveat, I get clear, but ni venye wanasema, it's the reason.
It's the reason behind it.
You
only saw.
It wasn't in the club where somebody just pushed you around.
After that, anakuona ka bitch for sure.
Exactly.
But after umemfightia, ni different. Because the reason for
it's the reason.
But then that
after you defeat.
But then that means that going forward, if it happens again, hopefully we don't want it to happen again. Yeah. If it happens again, you will not come to me again. You won't come to me. Ama, you're gonna come to me again. If you've seen me get beaten,
but if
the
we are
first
still
time,
together. Like, what do you mean, come to you?
The thing is,
so this happened when you were there, right?
This is obviously cool. So, like, no, just to pick a lap, you have been
No, Anna. Exactly.
That's why I'm at, hey, this man just did this to me. So, I confront, I get beaten. We go back home, you take care of me.
Yeah.
Inshallah. Unfortunately, it happens again.
Mm-hmm.
It happens again. We're working with you in Tao. Uh-huh. To go up archives. Paolo,
fight for my honor again.
Yeah. Who else is supposed to do it?
Who else is supposed to do it?
The law enforcement of the country.
That's fine, but have you seen this country?
Yeah.
Raila
should fight for my.
Me, I was speaking in hypotheticals. Yes, obviously you should fight for your guy, but then logically, that's emotional.
Logically, once beaten, twice shy. Come on.
Let me ask you guys something. So, if you guys are say hanging out in a club, something, then for some reason a babe comes and tries to, like, you're with your girl. But then another babe just comes and tries to, like, touch up on you, and then she actually, you say no, then she slaps you. Would you expect
the girl slaps you?
Yeah, then she slaps you. Would you expect your girl to step in?
No.
Booty kwa. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Throw those hands.
But
throw those hands.
Technically, you guys are not supposed to. You're not supposed to hit a woman. You're not supposed to fight.
Them.
Yeah.
So
you'd want your girl to step in?
Yeah.
I just want to see her push her away, like, yo, what's wrong with you?
She can fight her.
Like the loser.
You don't want someone to fight for you.
No, let me tell you. The thing is a scenario.
To me, it's also disrespect for me, so I don't know. Like, I feel disrespected by myself first. I would not hit the woman.
Disrespect.
But she'd be on the floor for some reason.
How,
I don't know
why.
You don't know how.
But I feel disrespected by myself. Before I even think, like, she's been disrespected, I've been disrespected.
In a scenario,
Wokipigwa
kofi ama yaki pigwa.
Wokipigwa
kofi.
Yeah.
Of course, you've been disrespected,
yeah,
bro.
Kofi
ko club. So
now
I'm
like, what the fuck?
She's
what
also trying to defend you.
As I've said, she'd been on the ground for some reason.
But you don't know how it happened.
You wouldn't be okay
it wasn't
with your babe
me
fighting for your honor.
Eh?
I push to a day. You can't touch my man.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, let me tell you.
That's a different thing.
Yeah.
Man. Man.
Kupigwa
coffee, man.
No, she won't be like that. But the thing is, you know, sometimes you ladies be crazy.
Exactly. Show me you're crazy.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, at least
watch a couple of ladies fight rather than
her being in the fight. Yes.
I'm also not trying to get her have some scars. Me, fine, I can have scars. But for her, that face needs to stay spotless, you know.
Let me tell you, me, that's why I'm taking boxing for a reason.
Yeah.
If I get a bearded man and then a girl
A girl does what?
Girl,
me, I don't understand.
You won't have a job. You won't have a job.
Hits your man.
Yeah. You slapped my man.
So what's gonna happen? Like,
who's
natural,
the protector
natural
of the relationship? Let's just start there.
Because I know
you
cannot,
as the man.
Because I know
exactly
you cannot hit this
but
woman.
You
say
you
all and every scenario, I'm supposed to protect.
Where's the pig a dame though?
But where's the pig a dame?
Yeah. See, I just put it down gently.
Okay.
Huh?
Oh.
You may do.
Huh?
5 minutes
of what?
Well, I
1:15
Anyway. Ah, sir. Sir. Okay. Any sir, any sir. I would edit. Anyway, the question is this. So now at this point in time, for her to fight for me, what makes, like, if it's you, why would you want to fight for me again? Why, or fight her?
Because she hit you.
Yeah.
Women can tell when a man is with someone and when he's not. Let's start from there.
You can tell when
a man is with his girl. And when versus he's not, when single. Versus when,
yeah,
we can tell. Funny when you want to get, we can tell. Me now, nakusho. We can tell. So, if she was coming to touch up on you,
yeah.
Is women don't just come up to just randomly. They have spotted you. They have observed you.
Shocks.
They have watched you, and then they've come.
The sharks.
So, that's disrespecting me. First of all, you get me.
You see that makes sense.
Yeah.
At that point, I'll handbag. I'll be like, go off on her, baby.
Yeah. No, in that situation, I would never.
What do you mean?
See, it's not her responsibility to maintain my relationship. It's how you react.
He's now hit your man. She's hit your man.
No, you said, kama ame fight, ama kama haja fight. If she's just come up to flirt with him and...
No. So see, in this scenario, you have to say your slap,
okay,
right?
But
so
I would fight because of the slap, not because...
Yeah. Akikuja hit on you, but me, I'll be listening to your response and judging you by how you respond. Lakini sasa akikuslap, hiyo ni vita mimi na yeye.
Like, again, see your scenario. It's more of like, women are bad people. Like, they'll insist on like, hey, check me. You know. Me say, my check me. I'm good. You have a wonderful night. And then she keeps on insisting. Badu kwa apa, whatever. Mike, badu kwa apa. At that point in time, after I've done my job, I've said, hey, check Z. Don't you think that you should come in and be like, you are a crazy one. If you don't step off my man, whatever, we're going about.
No, I think you should be able to set your boundaries. And enforce them without me. Because kuna time utakomenda out na siko. And then someone insists. What are you going to do at that time?
Dasema zi badu.
I'm speaking, from a perspective. It's not violence. You know, these days I've seen these TikToks whereby you find a gang of three women attacking a man, stealing from the man. And just because the man can't fight, you know, it's a gang of three women. That they're attacking a man. I'm not saying that I'd be violent.
Gangs right now.
Of women, imagine.
Damn.
So you see, it's now becoming, I'm like, you know what?
Women in STEM.
That's a very different.
Yeah, because let me tell you, from how I've understood Mike, by the time you've literally taken your time, you've studied me and you've come there, women don't just, you don't just come like this.
Yeah.
You start softly.
Exactly.
And that softly, I will literally be assertive.
Obviously.
And I'm telling you no. But if you keep on insisting and then you now start throwing yourself, again, you'll throw yourself, you find yourself on the ground. Because what did I do? I just stepped aside and you fell.
Remember one thing in public though. You're a man. The odds are always against you, bro. Even if you're on the right. Remember that.
Acha nikuulize, bro.
It's a fact.
Unaweza kuwa umepigwa kofi, uka move.
But
bro, ulikuwa una try kumrep.
Acha, wewe sasa
ni ukweli. Ni ukweli, si unajua ni ukweli? Unajua script na changing
it. For a fact, it's true. Like, the odds are always a man will always look like the villain in the story first.
Yeah. Even if he was attacked, even if the babe was doing all these things, she just needs to say the story first and have one person to back it
up. Let me just start. I can understand this slap thing more. What's the one thing? Me, I'm going to say mine. But let me use you as an example. Your scenario may happen. Udema may slap. you don't fight, isn't you? Mm-hmm. Is there anything that she can do where you where she will reach up where you reach a point where you have to be like, where many bo? It will do nothing.
There's a way you can push back on her and restrict her without inflicting violence on her.
Ah yeah. Let me ask you something. If that girl spits on your face, kuja ku. Utakuwa sawa bado.
Zi itani mess as fuck.
Eh, but utazua.
But atakas kuzaliwa na baba niambiwa composure zamani is very important, bro. Unaiwipe tu like sawa. Na unaji pull out kwa situation. There are many remedies to a situation other than violence. Unaweza step out. Si lazima ukae kwa club like cheki ule nikame ni mark leo na mimi nimefika mwisho acha tu ni step. Una protect to integrity yako unaishia. Sasa nikwambie bro, once you move in rage, nika words, ukishasema word, huwezi rudisha kwa mdomo. Now once you move in rage, huwezi rewind your scenario. Whatever has happened there bro is now who you're labeled as. Irrespective of what had happened. Wase utakama, oh, but ule dema limtemea mate. Wase utakua, zii, but ya nafa kuchil. You get?
Now that's the bias I'm talking about. We're not for violence, but apparently for some reason to us we're supposed to chill. But that's then the you're supposed to draw the punch.
It is a double standard for sure.
It is, very much but so.
But what you've said is true. I think you're the wise one here.
Thank you, just taken 40 minutes and now she's like... I'm happy for the rest of the week.
But you also, as men, you recognize that you're stronger, like physically.
Yeah.
You may think you're doing something small, but the impact is very... It's different.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Juwe kupush. Mi nikipush ngina. See the same ka mi kupush mic. Unaona? Ngina naweza jipata kwa floor na nimekupush. Mic atasimama.
Swear.
Eh, bana isa jo. Get
your comments. By the way, have you ever been in a fight? You guys.
Oh, hell no.
Talk comments.
I see a fight.
Yeah.
Eh, mi chapigana.
Hata mimi.
Have you been in a fight?
Me? No.
Oh.
But you?
Gina, have you ever been in a fight?
That's most... Mi niko na stories of high school. Venye watu walikuwa wanaongea na nywele, man. Hey, mademo, women can fight.
I didn't start it, but yeah.
Exactly, that's why she didn't fight for me after I've been slapped. Must go to the gym kidogo apate baise, you know. That's why you have to work out with the woman.
Why am I not seeing this lady fighting for me? Like, atapigana, alafu bwana mita una akona misuli from then on. I don't know why.
That's a you and her thing.
Sijaka, ata...
But sasa, nataka kutema comment fulani hapa. Juu lazima tufanye comments juu tunapenda wa fans. Comment yangu ya leo ni kutoka Chelsea Waturi. Atochola, how is ovulation an intimate session?
I've said my comment. Why did she see that?
Why did you say
why,
that?
Why did she see that?
Why did you say that?
In fact, I wasn't even in the frame. How did you know it's me?
Uja notice how seu keep a keen ear for what Ochola is saying. No. By now, unafuwa kuweju, how seu kungoja sana.
Mine is from Sam's the psychologist.
Is this Sam's the psychologist?
That's the name, but they use a name.
Unajua nakumbuka we called out some therapist some time back. So
oh, yeah.
It was ile episode you were talking about. HIV came from monkeys. And then he said something that we did not think about at the time. By the HIV ingekuwa imetoka kwa monkeys, all monkeys wangekuwa wamedai.
See, we didn't think, bro.
Ai.
Hizo words ndoka kwa mdomo ya ule.
Yeah.
Please. But
Goja.
It adds up.
If
it adds up, right? Think about it. If HIV is permanent,
wangekuwa is exponential. Do monkeys now have HIV?
That's why I don't think they have HIV.
Yeah? Did they ever? Yeah, that's, I think it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy, yeah. That one.
Conspiracy. Yeah. Shaka umeva specs. You can't not be able to find a man in a comment.
Guys. Anyway. Me, my comment was, we have been off YouTube for a minute, right? We were off YouTube for a minute. And then...
It's not our fault.
Okay, yeah. Then someone was like, ati mbona tuna... Ati mpua crushy hawezi?
Ghost.
Crusher, I love sisi pia tum ghost. Aki, iyo nilifeel. I am so sorry. We did not... Atukua tunamanish. Atukua tataka ku ghost. We are not those people. Yeah, but so, we are back. So...
Achola una commenting,
no, my comment... Literally, it's every other person who's been like, na mposti kitu YouTube. Like they're so aggressive.
Yeah, we really do love it. We love how you guys are very
keep us in check.
Thank you.
Nina, please outro. Tell us, tell them where they can find you.
Yeah.
And your podcast.
Hey.
Hope you've enjoyed yourself.
I have. I had a really good time.
Yeah, with hanging out with kids,
yeah, hanging out with you guys, passing down some wisdom. How else are these people supposed to learn if not from us? The people who came before and experienced. I'm going to do the outro the way I do the outro for Nairobi Sisterhood.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you guys for joining us. It's been a fun time here. I am Gena, and this is Walking the Streets.
Woo!
For me, you can find me on Instagram and on TikTok at I am Gena everywhere. I also have a personal finance brand called Money Moves and Nairobi Sisterhood, the podcast, on all your podcatchers, you know?
Hey.
Yeah, and you can find Walking the Streets everywhere you find them, yeah?
Yes.
YouTube, Spotify. YouTube,
Spotify.
Yeah. Instagram. Kumbuka, TikTok.
Kumbuka, we're on our 5K project. Shaka must run 5K. So make sure you run those numbers up.
Michael will swim for 5 minutes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, Ojola. All the best.
Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye.